Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedict Pro covering the 17th Locarno Festival. And today I'm with Shubing to talk about the very impressive film Dragonfly Eyes. Hello, Shubing.
Thank you. Hi.
So this movie in competition is actually the result of a project that you intended to do for a long time. Can you tell us about the project?
So the film is we started by the 2013. Yeah, I think the one I saw the some is surveillance cameras image, surveillance image is from the TV channels. Uh-huh. Yeah, I felt that's a really good. Yeah. They're really different with another moving image. Yeah. So I thought if someone can use the image making a movie, make a feature movie, feature movie, it will be much interesting. Mm-hmm. So we started. Yeah.
So how many surveillance cameras did you have access to? And how many of those cameras, these images, did you use?
I think probably we use a Chinese answer,
Right? Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe better. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 他的问题是我们用了多少个镜头？
Okay.
多少个素材？对。Okay. 我们收集的素材呢，有 7000多到10000啊，我没有细致的检查过啊。 但是我们的镜头呢，可能有接近500多个镜头，啊，这些镜头呢，全是来自于我们收集来的，从这个公共网络上收集来的监控镜头。
He said we have a base of around more than 10,000 camera angle and around 2,000 hours of footage. And the final film is around 500 shots. And we collect all these shots through internet and we record them with 20 computers during a period of 1 year.
What I thought was impressive is that it's a movie, it's the big picture. It almost says everything, about facts, humanity. But I mean, there is this thing that reality is not data. When you have a person, a context, even an action, you see this person do something, you can still make any sentence around what you just saw.
对我们做这个电影最开始的时候，最担心的就是因为没有一个主角，所以呢，我们怕观众没法跟着这个故事往下看啊。但是我们经过试验以后，最后发现我们可以讲任何的故事，用这些零零碎碎的这个画面。
He said at the beginning of the project, it was something a bit nervous for us to know because we don't have a main actor and we don't know if we can make a main character out of this footage coming from everywhere. But actually, when we start to editing and try to tell the story, we found out that with all the footage we can get, we can tell any story we want. Which is very scary, actually.
Yes, exactly. I agree. And of course, the individual gets drowned in that.
就是我是觉得我们这个主演呢，比如说男主角和女主角，其实它是由很多的人构成的。所以呢，那个观众看的时候呢，其实更吸引观众，因为呢，观众会等期待下一个。 这个主角会变成什么样子？
He said that it's true that we have these two main characters, this girl and this boy, but the body, it's always different person playing this this character. And he thinks that the audience, it's a game from the audience to recognize who is the boy, who is the girl, and how do they change during the whole film.
What I also liked in the movie is that you could sometimes observe the banal, the common, and sometimes you see the accident. Sometimes you even forget it's real. That's what's also scary. So you have this confrontation between the banal and the accident.
Because surveillance camera, it gives us a lot of surprises. Because it can be 100 hours there, nothing happens. It's very quiet, but it's scary. But it can also happen in a very crazy and 人类的逻辑范畴的事情。
He said, yes, it's very interesting because these surveillance camera footage, they record hours and hours non-stop. So it can be a shot for hours and hours. It's calm and nothing happened. And it's so quiet and peaceful that it becomes scary. But at the same time, in maybe 1 second, there is something crazy happen, an accident, something that no one could expect, even our more... craziest imagination cannot imagine.
嗯，所以我们为什么我们要讲这么一个故事？这个故事其实有一点古典，就这故事其实是一个古典的、非常的私人的、秘密的情感的这种故事，是脆弱的。所以我们要把我们要把这个故事放在一个当今的一个非常的这个 crazy 的。就是我们无法控制的变化极快的一个社会的人类的现场之中。
He said that it's true, we try to tell a story, sorry, it's a very quite classical story actually between a boy and a girl. And
就是说非常非常个人的脆弱的情感。
It's about a relationship between two persons, it's a very intimate story.
但是呢，这个情感呢，放在今天的这么一个疯狂的一个社会现场之中，这个电影就形成了一个非常强的一个张力。
But this story happened in a crazy world where there is an accident everywhere. So this private story happened in a very dangerous world, and that's the connection between the contrast between this personal story and this crazy world outside.
Coming back to something before that I forgot to ask about picking from reality. It's filming data, I mean getting data and working from this infinite data and filming reality are two very different things because you get to choose the framing when you go and film reality. But it's also very interesting that you are able to make up your story and findeverything you need to construct this story of this love story between Ketan and Ting Ting. That, yes, there is a difference between ready-made image and making it, but this parallel between data and reality is very interesting. It's also one of the big things here.
Yes, 就是说在这个电影里头呢，我觉得这是非常有意思的部分，是其他的所有电影都没有的啊。首先我们这个电影呢所有的画面全是真实发生的而没有任何一帧是造出来的
So yes, what's something very special about that film is that all the image here are real, they really happen, it's not makeup by us、
对所以呢这个所以你看我们这电影里其实它我们保留了这个监控影像的这个时间码就 time code、
mm-hmm.
所以在这个故事发展的过程中呢这个时间码呢它也在改变最早的是99年的上个世纪的最早是上个世纪的这个最新的一帧呢是4个月以前的所以呢这些时间的跨度和我们这个故事呢构成了一个特别强的一个平行发展的但是又是相互这个什么的一个关系
He said that it's quite interesting because we decide to keep the time code on the image, the original time code that are on the surveillance camera footage and we actually have some footage which is from 1999 and some footage are from just 3 months ago in 2017 and we can read the time code and this time code is of all these shots it can represent a timeline which is a parallel to the timeline of the characters and the story of Kefan and Ting Ting. And all these two times are going parallel.
Kind of like a geomagnetic field. But okay, one last question, because I'm told that I have to make it... one of the many, many things that I thought was great was also the humor with which you tell this story.And one element in the humor is that sometimes you imagine the voice, you imagine the words spoken by the person we see on the image. And sometimes you imagine the words of people who are outside of the frame, outside of the image.
其实呢，我们这个 movie 呢，实际上是这个台词呢，是这个电影里头非常的特殊的一个部分，因为呢，它本身是没有台词的，所以呢，我们把台词加到一个另外一个人身上啊。就是他本身有他的真实的生活，但是我们硬是给他强加了一段特殊的生活啊！我觉得这个时候呢，就构成了一种，构成了一种特别有趣的关系。
He said that it's the concerning the dialogue. It's we all do rewrite some dialogue when we see this image because the original footage has no sound, and so we imagine what these people can say and try to make up a story out of that. So that the script is very important because we need to match the images and yes.
因为这个电影里头有很多的层次，有一个层次呢是这个电脑，就是那个电脑在分析这些人类的生活的现状。另外一部分呢就是警察在 check 这个监控影像，在分析这个人类的现状和这里面的秘密啊。另外呢，当然也有这个男主角的内心的一个旁白，对这个现实的一个态度，同时也有他们直接的一个对话。所以就这几个关系呢，我觉得让这个电影呢，它也是我觉得也是很有意思的地方。
He said one part of concerning the sound and the voices is that he wanted to have lots of kind of different layers of voice. So, for example, in the film, there is one layer is a computer who is speaking in English and commenting the image, and there is also some police person who are commenting the surveillance camera footage and having their own interpretation. And there is also the main character Kefan and Ting Ting, the boy and the girl, who have their own voiceover during the film. So he wanted to make lots of different layers in terms of sound and voices and storytelling, and he thinks that's one of the reasons why this film is so interesting.
Absolutely. So we will conclude this interview on this, but yes, I have to say that all these elements make for a powerful film, and yet humorous and very, very nice to watch throughout. So thank you so much, Xu Bing, for this great Dragonfly Eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice talk with you.
Thank you. You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro at the 70th Locarno Festival. And as always, Fred Film Radio is the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.